Cynthia, my mother, by Marlene Rabuncha, was made in 2025. It is a soft sculptural piece that is 80 centimetres high by 34 centimetres across and 27 centimetres deep. This soft sculpture sits on top of a decorated tin can. The can or stand is about 40 centimetres high. It has been turned upside down and has a thin wire handle which rests alongside. The soft sculpture balanced on top of the can is of similar size and is shaped like a woman. The woman is a cleaner. She wears bright clothing and holds a mop and a blue shopping bag in her right hand. The shape of the woman is cut from recycled blankets, dyed naturally with plants that take on a deep dark brown colour. The front and back pieces are the same shape. The edges have been stitched tightly with close side-by-side satin stitches in purple thread. Each stitch is about 5 to 10 centimetres long. This sealed envelope has been stuffed with the soft fibre filling. The front and back of the woman are both covered in thick embroidery using many brightly coloured threads. Her head is tipped back and her face points to the sky. Her eyes are white with black pupils. She has a pert pink nose and lips edged with blue thread. Her hair is made of yellow ochre coloured thread. It is a tight, thick helmet of random stitches that is layered around the head. Her shirt is bright orange and her arms are filled in with pink thread. The broad triangular skirt is a festival of embroidered colours, greens and blues with touches of pink, red and ochre thread. The stitches on the skirt are randomly placed, although the stitch length is consistent. There are larger patches of colour on the hemline and the legs are a dark pink, surrounded by an orange-coloured satin stitch. In her left hand, she holds a long mop with a brown knitted handle that ends with a white fringed mop head. Alongside is her blue handbag. The handbag is made of a small blanket offcut with navy satin trim running around the top edge and a narrow grey handle. The upturned tin can is painted a turquoise blue. A white painted landscape runs around the middle of the can. A large flowering gum tree appears on one side. Its green patchy leaves provide a background for the yellow and red scented flowers on full display. Blossoms from the gum tree are scattered on the ground below. Further around the side of the can, the hillsides are covered in patches of wildflowers. Their blossoms are painted in red and orange colours. The stitching on the back of the figure is like that on the front, apart from the skirt. Here, the stitches are more like rows of vertical feather stitching. Green angled stitches appear in vertical lines, like leaves beneath a flower in bloom. Again, the skirt is embroidered in a wide range of bright colours.